We've run away from wildfires. We've run away from hurricanes. You're going to write a book, and our animals in emergencies. And you're going to do it in her voice with her photos. She says life is a love story if only you let it be one.
Stand by, please. Rolling on six now. On six.
This is Adam Scull. Welcome back to another episode of Art World Talks. Amy Penn began her career as assistant to Eugenia Shepherd, the world-renowned society and fashion columnist. When Eugenia died, Amy continued her column around the town for the New York Post and syndicated it in the Palm Beach Daily News. She also contributed to Interview, Avenue, Town & Country, CNN, and Palm Beach Publications. Penn is a native New Yorker who always had a great love of horses. She moved to Wellington, Florida, heart of polo and equestrian country, and began to write for polo publications. Then she began to play polo. There's an old adage in polo. No one ever stops playing polo. They either die or go broke. Three horses later, Pepper, Max, and Diosa, Amy was hooked. Her two blogs, Seduced by Polo and Park Avenue Bitchy, bring her love of polo and its wild side to the internet. Her song lyrics crescendo that she's gone country. Diosa, one mare's odyssey on the planet Earth, is a true story, told in her mare's voice. Diosa's odyssey narrates the journey of two horses, a dog, and their BPF, best person forever, looking for a beautiful and safe place to live. They leave the Florida hurricanes behind for Southern California, where they flee from wildfires. Diosa's message is that we must take care of our planet and do the same for our animals in emergencies. Life is a love story if only you let it be one. Please take care of our planet and all of us so that we can take better care of you. Diosa's Odyssey is available at Amazon. The book is photographed in Santa Barbara by polo photographer David Lominska. Encouraged by Diosa's great reviews, Amy and Diosa are looking forward to taking their adventure to the biggest screen they can find. When was the first time you got on a horse?
When I was 6 years old.
I remember when I was very young, my parents had sent me away to some school in Switzerland. The horse bolted. I panicked. Did you have a very good experience right from the start, or did you have any fears or anything like that?
I just told this story the other day. We were, horse people on Facebook were talking about this. I was fearless. Remember fearless when you're young? I got on a horse and they had a trainer next to me with a lead line holding onto my horse. And all I could do was say, when can I get off the lead line? When can I get off the lead line? So finally he got sick of hearing me and he let me get off the lead line. And he said, don't worry, you're not going to fall off. And I said, you mean you can?
So you took to it immediately.
Yes, I did.
And then I gather you said to your family you want to ride more and more and more.
Yes.
As you grew older and moved into your journalism career, you moved and went to the New York Post. Did you still ride through all these years, or did you have to kind of abandon riding?
I rode as well as anybody can ride when you're in New York. As a matter of fact, I did an article for the New York Post on Claremont and the bridle paths needing to be repaired. I did it on horseback because I felt very strongly we needed to keep the horses on the bridle path. At that point, they needed more dirt, which was becoming an issue.
So you really continued riding through the years.
Absolutely. And, you know, little girls and horses, those are formative years.
Did you ever think about becoming a professional rider?
Never as a profession. It was always a joy. I loved horses. If I was in New York on a beautiful day and I wasn't on a horse in Central Park, it just wasn't a beautiful day to me.
When did you move from New York to South Florida?
I think it was somewhere in the 1980s.
When did you get hooked on polo ponies? Or as Ralph Cramden would intone from The Honeymooners, on Peloponnese.
on Pelopidas. I got hooked on I went down to the Palm Beach Polo Club to report for the Post, actually, on the society angle, and I just loved it. I loved people, I loved the horses, I loved the place, and I got on a polo pony, and that was it. I started writing polo pieces, started leasing horses, and then I heard all these great stories about a great-great uncle of mine who played polo in Monmouth, New Jersey.
In other words, you just got
hooked.
You spent a lot of time playing polo.
I played a lot. I played women's. I played with men. I've played green horse. I was lucky enough to play in Argentina with some of the best in the world, just one chucker. In Wellington, you have a lot of the pros who just come out and play with the amateurs for fun. So I have played a lot. I've had great horses. I've had very careful players around me. I've had an ultimately really great experience.
Are there many women polo players?
Yes, there are. There are more and more. For a long time, women weren't allowed to play. There's a woman, daughter is now one of the best in America, and her name was Sue Sally Hale. She's like a generation ago, and she had to play with her voice low. Everybody except for her teammates thought she was a man. She only used her first initial when she signed in.
A story right out of Hollywood, a woman pretending to be a man.
It's a true story, and I think her daughter is writing a book about her mother now.
When you mount the horse, do you really feel and become part of the animal?
I think that in polo, probably more than any of the other riding disciplines except for maybe dressage, you do feel that because polo is really based on being able to turn on a dime, and you have to stay on at a gallop. So you have to be with that horse or you're going to be off that horse. So it's not necessarily a very spiritual thing. It's a very physical connection. And he can feel that with me, I'm sure.
Is there some sort of artistry, not just technical skill, but is there an artistry in handling a horse on a polo field?
Absolutely. You look at the best polo player in the world right now is Adolfo Cambiasso, who also happens to be this gorgeous man. He just is one with the horse, and he can hit any ball and play keep away, and he looks like he's having just such a good time, and it's so natural. It's poetic.
Define poetic?
The poetic part is that it's a very tough sport, and the ones who are the best make it look easy, flawless, smooth.
Just like a ballet.
That would be a very good analogy, especially with the pas de deux.
Polo is a dangerous sport?
Yes, there was a death in polo a few years ago, and it was an amateur playing at a pro level. Apparently what happened was he couldn't control his horse. His horse was going too fast, and he slammed into another horse, and he died. That's what we refer to as being overmounted, too much horse for him, or the horse should have been.
Or the horse should have been worked harder prior to the game.
It's totally a chess game, and if you watch the best players, and when I played that one chucker in Argentina with some of the best players, I basically just had the best seat in the house. I wasn't, you know, on their level. But there's more that you have to do when you're playing polo. Polo is based on safety. If I hit a ball at a diagonal from left to right, that is the line of the ball, even if we can't see it. So we have to imagine it. Every player has to imagine it, and no one can cross the line of the imaginary ball. And you're playing defense and offense and trying to hit the ball at the same time and not getting fouled. Somebody hits it in the other direction, there's a whole new line of the ball, and the same thing keeps applying. Dios is a great story, how she came along. So I had horse number one, which was Pepper, who was the older one. Then I found this horse, who I named Max, after my uncle who played polo. Max played polo quite reluctantly, and he also got hit by more polo balls than probably any polo pony in the history of the game. He just hated it. I took him to Southampton for the summer, and he played for me, and there was a few fences next door. It was a hunter's barn, and I popped him over, and I said, this horse is meant to jump. Took him back to Wellington. In between polo, I had him in a hunter barn, a show barn, and they just said, this is a show horse, and I didn't want to sell him, and he was so good right away, we put a pro on him. Ultimately won championships in Wellington and Santa Barbara in his lifetime, which is amazing for a polo pony coming right off the field to do that in those arenas. How I met Deosa was that Deosa was in the same hunter barn as Max. And I saw her one day, and she literally took my breath away. Black, she had the mane, she chiseled, she just took my breath away, and I said, who's that? Was at a point where, what do I do? Should I sell Max and let somebody else show him and so forth? But I loved him, and I wanted him to have a good home. And Deosa was eventually offered to me for free by both Wellington Show Stables and Tony Coppola, who owned her, because she'd had an injury years before but could still play very good polo, and they just wanted her to have a good home. The Palm Beach Post wrote an article on the two horses swapping job. The quote they used is, ride the horse in the direction it's going. Here I was worrying about, what am I going to do with the polo pony? What am I going to do with Max? What am I going to do? It settled itself. Sometimes if you do let things be, they can get magical.
What was it about Deosa that made you write a book?
I wrote one time for myself. I wrote about all three horses. I just described them in a few paragraphs. It wasn't something I was going to share necessarily, but eventually did. And I said, I've loved all my horses equally. And that's true. They all had so many special qualities that made them unique. They all brought different people into my life, different worlds into my life. What I love about Deosa is she's tailor-made for me physically. Her size, she loves to run. She has enormous speed in her. I can sit her well. She loves the game of polo. She gets it. She'll kick the ball into the goal if she can. That counts if she doesn't foul, by the way. She was quite shy when I got her. She was originally from Argentina. Treatment of Argentine polo ponies can be a little more brusque than it can be over here. And it took me a long time to have her feel comfortable with me. I like that kind of challenge with an animal. I put myself as far in the background as I possibly could. It is her book. I was playing polo with her in Santa Barbara. One of the grooms, who didn't speak much English, asked me what her name was. And I said, Deosa. And he said, oh, in Spanish, Deosa is everything. It's goddess. It's God. It's the sky. It's the moon. It's everything. And here's this man who barely spoke English, and he conveyed the potency of what that word means in Spanish. And I thought, we have trivialized its English counterpart, which is God. I thought, I've got to do something with the name of this horse. David Leminska, who's this amazing polo photographer, was there for the summer. It was a good excuse to have pictures taken on the beach in Santa Barbara of my beautiful mare. But I didn't have a plot. We started with the photographs. I put it down for a while, and I thought, oh, maybe I won't write a book. I'll be Christmas cards, or I'll write a few lyrical pages. And then we had left Wellington, Max, Holly, my golden retriever, who's also no longer with us, Deosa, to get away from all the hurricanes, which is miserable with animals. I'd always had a yen to go to Santa Barbara, so off we went, and we were fine for a while, and then the next summer we were in San Diego, and we had wildfires.
Out of the frying pan into the fire, literally.
We've run away from wildfires. We've run away from hurricanes. You're going to write a book and our animals in emergencies. And you're going to do it in her voice with her photos. It was a book, I think, that was meant to be. And that you don't have to be terrified. That you can be prepared. That there are things you can do. We can make our planet better. The greening of the world.
You've gone through quite a few scary experiences.
These were scary experiences. But she says life is a love story if only you let it be one.